Welcome back to another episode of the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. And I'm your host, Jessica Bravo. Today, we are continuing on the five element mini series, and we're covering water. Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. So real quick, the reason I want to start with water in this mini series, the first episode of this mini series, we covered just an overview of the five elements and kind of how we can approach looking at the five elements from a holistic perspective and how it can be applied to our health and wellness and not, you know, as well as our environment. But the reason I'm starting with water as opposed to starting with fire, which is typically where people start, or even wood, is because right now we are in winter, and winter is associated with water, which is, so we're in the utmost yin time at this moment, and we are slowly making our way back into that yang phase. So we are in the yang within yin aspect of the year. So our days are starting to become longer slowly. So I want to take a moment, and I'm just going to read a paragraph from this book that I just absolutely love, and it's about the heart and soul of the meridian system within the body, and it has a beautiful explanation of the water element, and I just want to read a quick paragraph here to share that with you all. So here we go. Water is the pure potential. The spirit of the kidneys is found to be linked with water, which is the will, or jur. It is responsible for our drive and ambition. It houses our jing, which is our ancestral energy, as well as our reproductive energy. It is related to the aging process. If we use our will and primal drives recklessly, we will use up our kidney energy quickly. Similarly, if we suppress or dampen these energies, we will damage the kidney energy as well. The kidneys are the fertile ground of the self with the freedom to make choices or free will. It is one of the most powerful energies of the universe. The kidneys also house the virtue of wisdom, which is translated as jur, although a completely different character from that which we refer to as will. All right, so that's it from The Alchemy of the Extraordinary. So I really love that because it breaks down the essence of water and the water element as it shows up in the world and within our system. And kidneys, as I mentioned in our last episode of the mini series in the overview, is related to water, but kidneys and bladder are the yin and yang organ systems within the water element. So this kidney essence, this kidney energy is so vital to us, and it is very important that we maintain the strength of our kidneys. When we see somebody who's been burning the candle at both ends, right? Somebody who's just going nonstop, and then not getting the adequate rest and recovery or restorative, you know, restoring their energy in a way that will support that use of the energy. It's, if you're doing all of these things, but you're not doing anything to balance it out, to repair, to recover, to rest, then you're burning the candle at both ends, and eventually you're going to be left with nothing. And so it's very important that we look at that and not use our energy recklessly, as it states in the text. So if you're feeling like you have all of this energy and drive to do something, right, and you're putting forth the effort and making the choices to move forward. That's wonderful. But remember to replenish. Remember to take care of yourself and nourish yourself. This is utmost importance in maintaining that wellness or that state of wellness for that kidney energy within our system. From a physical perspective, the kidney and the water element are related to our bones, right? So think about the bones, the supporting system within us that keeps us, gives us structure, right? And we think about water, and water is very fluid, but our bones, if you think about them, the internal structure, it's crystalline structure that is within it, this matrix that creates the bones, just similar to the way the matrix of water and how it can take on various forms, depending on how those that crystalline structure is put together. And the bones are also capable of conducting piezoelectricity, which actually allows us to charge our aura and is a form of conducting electricity or energy through the body. So this is one of the ways that we can tap into this matrix and the system within us as we look in deeper into the realm of acupressure and acupuncture and how these systems connect and talk to each other. The kidneys are also connected to or open up to the ears. And so our ears obviously help us to receive and hear sounds. The ears also relate to the bones as they allow us to maintain balance due to the vestibular crystals that are found within the ear. Now, as far as emotions are concerned, water and the kidney are related to fear. And fear is this primal instinct that is within all of us. That connection to that primal self and ability to protect ourselves because of the fear that we can experience. Without fear, we probably wouldn't have made it very far within our human existence if we weren't afraid of the things out there that were potentially harmful. So that allowed us to grow. Now, I always say, don't let fear take the wheel. It can be it can sit in the back seat, just can't take control of the car. Now, a really fascinating thing about the kidneys, in my opinion, and we talked earlier in this episode about burning the candle at both ends and having this power that comes from the kidneys, and that is we find Mingmen, or the gate of life, the gate of destiny, between the kidneys. It is the fire that keeps things going, right? That keeps us alive. And if this fire is extinguished, then there is no more life. And it's really interesting to me that this fire is held between the two kidneys, and that is within the water element. It's that balance of fire and water that allows us to maintain life and have the rest that we need in order to maintain that energy. So it's the quiet and the fiery together, in my opinion. But there's a direct link to the heart. And we'll talk about that when we get to fire in a future episode. But the heart and the kidneys have this direct connection, direct link to each other, and that fire and water balance. And so it's a beautiful expression of how our system came together, and the nature of the way our bodies work, but also the way that this web of meridians is interconnected energetically and symbolically is truly beautiful. So I encourage you to explore how water plays a role in your life, not necessarily from a physical perspective, although you should definitely see how, you know, your balance intake of water, where you're at there, and how water makes you feel in general. I find it really fascinating to play into how these particular energies, how we're drawn to them. Because many people obviously that I know and maybe that you know who are drawn to water. You feel so much more energized when you're near water versus somebody who's maybe fearful of water. And again, we go back to that fear being the emotion that is tied to water and the kidneys. So explore where you're at as far as these elements are concerned. What is calling you? What are you drawn to? And figure out or find out, listen to your body, go within on where fear plays a role in your life. And explore how that is related to your current state of health and wellness. And take a look at where you are energetically as far as your drive to do things. Are you doing too much? Or are you not doing anything at all? Are you feeling like you have no drive at all? Why is that? Were you very driven before? Maybe you did too much without taking the appropriate rest or recovery time for yourself in the midst of all that. Write it down, journal it out, feel into your body, see what your body's calling for and asking for at this time. And I'm really curious to hear what your thoughts are on the five elements, what your experiences in diving into this world, perhaps if you've done so already. And curious to know if you find this interesting as I continue this mini series, because I'm truly doing this because I feel called to share this information and knowledge with you all so that you have a better understanding on how you can go within yourself and truly find healing and wellness within you. All the tools are there. It's a matter about discovering and understanding what it is within you that needs to be unblocked, that needs to be moved, that needs to be uncovered, and move forward with that information. So I hope you found this interesting, intriguing, perhaps. Let me know if you have any questions down in the comments. And make sure to connect with me in the Holistic Me Community Facebook group. I'd love to see you over there. Every Wednesday, we have a live Wellness Wednesday episode over in the Facebook community group. So make sure to join that. And if you haven't already, make sure to click that subscribe button and notification bell so that you can stay up to date on all of our new episodes. Thank you so much for being here and for watching. I truly appreciate you all. Love you all so, so much. Until next time, my friends, stay well. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.